The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com. Back.
Into the third hour of the program. You're invited to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you've got another court-related story. We've covered a couple of them here tonight. One of them was the earlier, well, we actually talked about Tamir Rice's family settling for $6 million, or rather the city of Cleveland settling with Tamir Rice's family. He's the young boy who was shot to death by the police there in Cleveland. And also a warrant, according to one judge, is now required to open up your cell phone. If the cops want to look in your cell phone, even turn it on, they may need a warrant for that if this ruling stands. But now what? You say a judge is hopping mad about the FBI and the NSA spying on people?
Yeah, the stories from last Tuesday comes from Politico. They say in a just-released court opinion, a federal court judge overseeing government surveillance programs said he was, quote, unquote, extremely concerned about a series of incidents in which the FBI and NSA deviated from court-approved limits on their snooping activities. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court judge, and this is the FISA court,
wow,
which is very unusual.
This is the rubber stamp court.
Yes, the one that's rubber stamped all but, I believe, 11 warrants over the last almost 40 years.
Right.
Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court Judge Thomas Hogan sharply criticized the two agencies over the episodes referred to by intelligence gatherers as compliance incidents. He also raised concerns that the government had taken years to bring the NSA-related issues to the court's attention and said that delay might have run afoul of the government's duty of candor to the court.
Hmm.
Quote, the court was extremely concerned about NSA's failure to comply with its minimization procedures and potentially a provision of federal law, Hogan wrote. The NSA violations appeared to involve preserving surveillance data in its systems beyond the 2 or 5 years after which it was supposed to have been deleted.
Okay, so keeping surveillance information longer than they said they would.
Yes.
All right.
The opinion continues, perhaps more disappointing than the NSA's failure to purge this information for more than 4 years was the government's failure to convey to the court explicitly during that time that the NSA was continuing to retain the information. The opinion was written November 6th, but made public last week.
All right.
They actually say Tuesday, but it was Tuesday 1 week ago tomorrow. In a statement, the Office of Director of National Intelligence said officials did not mean to be misleading. The government has informed the court that there was no intent to leave the FISC with a misimpression or misunderstanding, and it has acknowledged that its prior representation could have been clearer.
Hmm.
That
Oops,
statement,
we just left that detail out.
That statement was posted on the Office of the Director of National Intelligence's Tumblr site. Who knew that the Director of National Intelligence
had a
used
Tumblr?
Tumblr.
There you go.
The NSA said in some cases it needed the data to prevent future incidents where data was accidentally collected without legal authority, like when a surveillance target enters the U.S. At that point, officials are supposed to seek a more specific court order to continue the surveillance. However, that was not the case with all of the old data the NSA was hanging on to. The FBI's troubles involved failing to use the required procedures when conducting surveillance of suspects overseas who are facing criminal charges in U.S. courts. In order to preserve attorney-client privilege, the FBI is supposed to have such surveillance reviewed by a quote-unquote taint team that can excise any legal communications, but that was not happening in all cases.
Hmm.
Hogan said the FBI revealed some incidences in 2014, but the number was redacted from the opinion made public on Tuesday.
Are they just incompetent, or are they trying to hide something?
Yes. That they're claiming, oops, we're incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds as though they're just trying to hide stuff.
All right.
And as we know, the FBI doesn't, there's some records that they don't keep. They do not keep records of what happens in interrogations of suspects. But yet other things, they want to keep the information for longer than what they're supposed to.
Well, you know, as we've seen, the government does tend to do whatever it wants to do, and every now and then the courts will issue a spanking.
Yes.
But ultimately, if the FBI, you know, gets this notice or whatever this was, this was a
FISA court ruling.
Yeah, they get this ruling, and then they, oh, well, we'll just clean this up right away. Then what? Even if they don't do it, is the court going to hold the officers of the FBI in contempt?
Let's find out. There might be something in this article about it. Hogan wrote, the government generally attributed those instances to individual failures or confusion rather than a systematic issue. So they're saying, yeah, we've got some incompetent agents.
I believe that.
However, more incidents occurred from mid-2014 through 2015, although, again, the precise number was not released. In some instances, FBI agents believed incorrectly that they did not need to set up a review team if the indictment was under seal or outside the U.S. Hogan wrote, the court was extremely concerned about these additional incidents of noncompliance. He has served as a federal district court judge in Washington. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan.
You know, I've seen courts being concerned before, and...
Yes.
Usually, you know, I've seen Judge Burke here in Keene, New Hampshire, who's the district court judge here in town. I've seen him sort of dress down one of the attorneys for the state, kind of giving them a verbal lashing and, you know, chewing them out in front of the courtroom.
There was the one time, and I think you were there.
Probably.
When I went in for, I think, a parking ticket, and the prosecutor wrote some sort of, like, disobeying an officer charge on the paperwork. And so I challenged it. I was like, you know, this should be thrown out because I... had a parking ticket. That's what I pled not guilty to. That's what I requested a trial for. But the notice of hearing clearly says disobeying an officer.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge looks at the prosecutor and says, you've had this problem before where you put the wrong statute, and one of these days it's going to be in a case that matters.
And so he has kind of chewed him out, but ultimately there's never any consequence for these people. So, you know, I'm going to take this with a grain of salt because ultimately I don't think anything's going to come of it. It's interesting.
At a closed hearing last October, the FBI detailed some procedures set up to remedy the problem, including additional training and a system to remind agents when such reviews are needed. Hogan said he was satisfied that the FBI was taking appropriate measures to address the issue. However, he said he strongly encourages the government to find any other such mistakes, and he said he wanted a briefing on those efforts earlier this year. The FBI declined comment. Spokespeople for the NSA did not immediately respond to a request.
Yeah. Where was that coming from? That
Politico.
Story? Politico. Yeah, I don't expect that we'll ever hear about that again.
Probably not.
Not to say that we won't hear about the FBI and the NSA spying on people again. We'll certainly hear about that. They're always coming up with new techniques. And one of those techniques is the network investigative technique, which we have talked about.
The NIT.
We have talked about it actually prior to our studio being raided. We were talking about this thing that is essentially it's a hacking tool. NIT is the bureaucrat speak for hacking tool. That they have installed on people's computers without their knowledge when they visited at least one website that we know about, a child pornography website being operated on the dark web. The Tor anonymizing system has a site or had a site. The FBI took over and operated for 2 weeks straight. They implemented this NIT on the site, which then was able to de-anonymize people, basically, that were using Tor. It didn't break Tor. It essentially used what might be some sort of browser exploit or something to identify these people's computers. And now there's more about that particular NIT, because the FBI has been ordered to reveal the code as part of discovery for one of the people who was caught up in this investigation. And we'll give you the latest on what's going on with that here in moments. You can join us as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Legal attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you You can join us here toll-free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. That allows you to get in touch with us to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Still to come here tonight, we'll give you the latest on the FBI's network investigative technique, a.k.a. the hacking tool that they utilize to de-anonymize people who thought they were on the anonymous system Tor. Well, apparently they broke something somewhere, and the thing is, no one knows exactly what it was that they used to de-anonymize these people. There's been a court decision a couple months ago that said the FBI had to release that code as part of discovery in a case of one of the people they're prosecuting for child porn possession. And the FBI doesn't want to release it.
Of course not.
The FBI, in fact,
they also don't want to release the technique that was used to break into the iPhone.
They right, and that's because they know that if they release the information, it'll be patched by whoever the software programmers are who made the program that was broken in the first place. And so the FBI filed a response, essentially. So the judge made the decision, you need to release this, and the FBI wrote some sort of motion or response in response to that that was sealed. So not even the defense apparently could see this. I don't know what all the rules of sealing are, but nobody can really read this thing except for the judge, is my understanding of it. Like, this is so important to the FBI that no one is able to see what their argument is as to why they don't want to reveal this code. We'll give you the latest on that situation here in moments. Glenn, however, is in Philadelphia. First, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Glenn.
Glenn? Yes, can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The court needs a more sophisticated and comprehensive modality for surveilling the activities of the FBI, whom they apparently now have by the taint.
You're referring to the taint team that was being talked about earlier?
Yeah, it's a double entendre, I suppose.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. This begs the question of, like, okay, so they save us, you save us. It reminds me of a line from Roadhouse, the movie with Patrick Swayze, where his girlfriend, you know, yells at him like, well, you're going to save us from him. Well, who's going to save us from you? Like, yeah, that's the problem with the whole power thing and corruption. You know?
Sure. Who watches the watchers, and then who watches the watchers who watch the watchers, that kind of thing.
And who watches the watchers that watch the watchers, watch the watchers, watch the watchers, watching the watchers.
Yes, that's what it could get to, but it hasn't yet.
Yeah, exactly. It certainly begs the question, eh?
But that's Glenn, anything really else you want to share? All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Ralph, who watches the Watchers?
I suppose Obama would be, but let's not get it.
But who watches Obama?
No, you? Obama's the one that watches the Watchers, apparently.
You and Donald W. Perry and myself. He's the one. But let's not get this all twisted because, Obama serve we the people, not we the people serve Obama. So in this instance,
run that by me one more time.
Obama serve we the people, not we the people serve Obama.
No, I don't know about that. It sure does look like the American people serve the government because they all pay tax. A lot of them pay taxes, not all of them.
Taxes, right, exactly,
you know.
Right.
So that suggests that you are actually not in charge of your servant. If the servant can put you in a prison cell and can threaten you with violence, and by the way, that's been going on since before Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton.
George Washington sent the military after people that tried to avoid his whiskey tax.
Right. So this is nothing
new. Just a couple of years after he fought a war against taxation.
Okay. What is Obama doing in Europe?
Well, you see, Daryl, those were taxes he wasn't collecting for himself.
Okay. So Obama in Europe is begging the British voters to stay in the European Union at the request of Prime Minister David Cameron.
What business of his is that? Huh? That's the internal affair. That's an internal matter that they decide among themselves. Obama.
Wait a minute.
You need to ask David Cameron why David Cameron wants Barack Obama to tell people to stay in the European Union.
Wait a minute. So
A secession plot afoot?
It's happening.
Not necessarily secession, per se, but there is a move in Great Britain to have the United Kingdoms leave the European Union.
All right. Well, then on to Germany he goes, right? That's not exactly Antimami and El Negro. It's not exactly Margaret Thatcher and Reagan, okay? That's not Reagan and Thatcher moment right there.
Did you say edamame? Isn't that a food?
Antimami. Wow.
Antimami?
Antimami, yes.
I don't know what you're saying.
Edamame?
What are you saying? Can you spell that one for me, Ralph?
Anti, A-U-N-T-I-E. And mommy, M-O-M-M-Y.
Auntie and mommy. Okay, I don't really know what that means. Thank you for the call tonight. Hey, look, nothing that this man can do will please Ralph. You know, if he's in Europe, he's doing something wrong. Whereas, of course, he's not in the United States. So if he's in Europe, he can't be doing anything in the United States.
If he's golfing, he's, you know, obviously, quote unquote, not doing his job. If he's in the White House signing legislation, then he's doing something bad.
Right.
Honestly, I would rather the president be on vacation
all the time,
because then he's not doing horrible things.
Right. If he's playing golf, he can't be signing bills.
Right.
So anyway, there you go. There's Ralph. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Well, you see, he's going to build a robot that will sign the bills on his behalf. That way he can spend more time golfing. It's all part of the master plan or something.
So Great Britain is talking about leaving the European Union?
Yeah.
So is this something by the members of parliament that are proposing this, or is it a popular kind of voter kind of thing?
It's going to be a voter-driven referendum.
Uh-huh.
And the entire thing started with basically David Cameron bluffing, threatening the EU, if you don't let us do such and so, we're going to leave.
Mm.
And then the EU, like, caved, but some members of parliament were like, that's a really good idea.
Let's leave. All right.
And so they put forth this thing, and I forget when the exact date of the vote is, but David Cameron's bluff has sort of blown up in his face, and now he's calling on Barack Obama to tell the British people, if you leave, we're not going to do business with you.
Oh, so, ridiculous.
Like, we're going to take our widgets and go home, and we're not going to do business, and it's going to be bad for Britain.
Huh. Now, this would, as I understand it, be the first country to ever leave the EU.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's left the EU yet, and I honestly don't think Great Britain will leave the EU.
Probably not. But if it comes down to a popular vote, it'll at the very least be interesting. I mean, there was, of course, where Scotland was looking to leave Great Britain.
There was the similar sort of thing to where it looked like Scotland was going to leave, and then the British Parliament, you know, went and threatened Scotland. If you leave, it's going to be horrible. You're not going to be able to use the pound, and nobody's going to do business with you, and you're going to get invaded by Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Well, I would take my chances.
Yeah.
I support secession at whatever level. Now, you know, I think you could call this secession, leaving the Union. We'd like to do the same thing here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the network investigative technique, the hacking tool, coming up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what's on your mind. Just dial toll free here, our number 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll tell you more about the latest on the FBI's hacking tool that they've been using to destroy people's anonymity on Tor. We know at least one instance of them using this tool, but perhaps they're using it in other circumstances. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. If you want to help Free Talk Live, you can go to saveitpurse.com and help yourself big time. You'll save 20% on whatever you want to buy at Amazon. So there's a lot at Amazon. And, you know, everything from camping supplies to food to electronics, you name it.
Yeah, I just saved 20% on two cases of turkey jerky.
You love that turkey jerky, and it sounds like a good deal. 20% off. You can't get any better price anywhere else than that. At least
except
I would guess.
Except at Purse when I saved 35% on one case one time.
Yep, that's true. It's sometimes a little tricky to save more than 30% at Purse. Depends on what the marketplace is like, because basically what you're doing is you're putting your Bitcoin up for sale for people who are willing to pay 30% more than the price of a Bitcoin to buy Bitcoin. What are their reasons for doing that? I don't know, and I don't care. They do it, and they do it regularly.
There are some people that they get paid in Amazon gift cards.
Correct.
And they want to convert that to a currency that they can use.
That's right.
And an easy way to do that is to convert it to Bitcoin by buying stuff for other people.
Through Purse.
Through
Purse. SaveItPurse.com. So get started at SaveItPurse.com. I just got a new surround sound receiver, the one that I've had for like a decade, finally broke down. And I got it at 20% off. So huge savings. There's just no reason not to do this. Yeah, it's a great excuse, by the way, to get some Bitcoin. So if you haven't yet done that. By the way, Bitcoin's been on a real good month. The last month, it's just been going up over time.
Yeah.
So check it out. SaveItPurse.com. If you're new to Bitcoin, the decentralized currency not created by governments or banks, go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about that. As we go to Phil. He's on the line from Michigan via Skype. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. Hey. I was just calling about Uber. I'm a podcast listener, so
yes.
I heard about the conversation last night about Uber, particularly about guns. And as it relates to what's going on in California.
Hold on. What about Uber and guns?
Uber has a gun-free policy, so passengers and drivers are not allowed to have guns now with Uber. I don't know when it was put into place, but it's obviously unfortunate, and it's going to result in people being at risk when they don't need to be. But go ahead, Phil, with your comments.
Yeah, thanks for the reset there. I'm not talking about what's right or wrong philosophically from a libertarian standpoint. I'm just going to talk about case law. And I know that when it comes to whether someone is an employee or a contractor, one of the things that decides that is how much control the company exerts over the individual's work, where they work, how they work, what times they work, the conditions under what they work in. So by telling the drivers, they're so-called private contractors, that they can't have guns in their car, that's kind of moving. It's not a black or white continuum. It's a gray. And so by stating that policy, they're moving themselves more into the gray, that they're treating the under case law, they're treating the Uber drivers more like employees versus contractors.
More like employees, which is what they don't want. Uber just settled a case, for listeners who didn't tune in last night, they settled a case for $84 million with these drivers in Massachusetts and mostly in California that is basically going to make sure that they're still considered independent contractors, but it gives them a few different things that they were looking for, and ultimately, that's $84 million that Uber just paid to settle that case to keep their drivers considered independent contractors, because they didn't want to lose that status, given that they don't want to have employees. They don't want to have to pay benefits. They don't want to have to, do all these things. And I don't think they should have to, but what you're saying here, Phil, is that by requiring drivers to not carry guns, they are essentially taking a step toward being considered employers rather than having independent contractors in what would likely be a multi-pronged test that a judge would apply. Well, this would be one of those prongs. Oh, are you telling them what they can and can't do when they're in their car? Well, that could be considered an employee.
Basically, a contractor, if you had a contractor, you would just tell them what you want to have done. You wouldn't dictate how they're going to do it. If you have an employee,
I want you to do this, and I don't want you to use a Phillips head screwdriver on the project.
Or else you don't get the contract.
Yeah, so, there are certain things that it's perfectly acceptable within the contract to say you're not allowed to do X.
And this could be considered that. I'm sure that would be Uber's argument as well. This is part of the contract, and they agree
to it. Passenger safety. Yeah. You're not allowed to drink and drive.
Yep, they've got that.
And you're also not allowed to have weapons.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the more things like this that they load on to.
So I think you're making a very good legal argument there.
Yeah, and like I said, I obviously agree with you guys that whatever two parties agree on, the government should butt out. But that's not the world we live in.
Right, and I do agree that it's one of those slippery slope sort of things. But my question then becomes, how many of the various things? I think there's 13 criteria that the IRS looks at to determine whether or not someone is a contractor versus an employee. How many of those have to be met before it's determined that you're one or the other?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Phil.
That's what I want to talk about.
Appreciate it. Good call from Phil in Michigan. On Skype. Sounded great, by the way. You can sound that good if you call us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Here's the latest from Vice.com's motherboard section. Last month, the FBI pushed back against a court order to reveal the full malware code that it used to hack suspected visitors of a dark web child pornography site. Now, in a partially redacted motion filed on Monday, opposing lawyers are arguing the government either needs to comply with the order and reveal the malware, as the judge had ordered, or drop the case. Quote, the government has now made plain the FBI will not comply with the court's discovery order, unquote, wrote Colin Fearman, or Fineman, and Linda Sullivan, the attorneys representing Jay Michaud, one of those arrested as part of the FBI's investigation into child pornography website Playpen. Michaud was arrested after the FBI deployed a network investigative technique, an NIT, which is the agency's term for a hacking tool or malware, in order to identify the site's users. The FBI had been resisting the order to reveal the code since February, when the judge said, quote, you can either produce the discovery or move to dismiss, unquote. Defense lawyers have echoed that ultimatum. Thiemann and Sullivan continue saying, quote, the consequences are straightforward. The prosecution must now choose between complying with the court's discovery order and dismissing the case, unquote. The motion was in response to a sealed filing from the government, which asked the judge to reconsider providing the malware code to the defense. Several large sections of the defense's latest filing are redacted, as it quotes part of the government's own motion. Okay, so the defense could read the sealed motion, but no one else outside of the case.
Okay.
And the attorneys are also seeking to have the government's argument unsealed. There are parts that hint at what arguments the government has made, however. Quote, it has flatly refused to adopt additional security measures for discovery that would address any legitimate security concerns, unquote. The attorneys indicating here that the government may have argued that any exposure of the NIT, even to defense lawyers under a protective order, could put the malware at risk of being distributed more widely. Experts have previously said that judging by the effort that the FBI is going to in order to keep its hacking tools under wraps, it may still work. Yeah, there's no reason why they couldn't put this tool on an underground drug market website either. So maybe they have installed it elsewhere, and they certainly don't want to lose it. The attorneys then point to similar cases where the FBI would rather lose convictions than divulge details of its surveillance techniques with regards to stingrays, devices that are capable of tracking cell phones and sometimes intercepting communications. Quote, the FBI, in fact, ordered local prosecutors to dismiss cases or reduce felonies to minor charges rather than comply with discovery orders. Now, of course, as we mentioned just recently, the warrant that initially authorized the implementation of this NIT has been thrown out by a different judge in a different case. And so how does that all factor in? We'll continue the discussion here in moments. Looks like the FBI's case is falling apart here.
Looks like it is, and hopefully that's good news for you and others.
Yeah, and all of us who had our studio raided about a month ago by the very same FBI. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you. Dial on in here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And one of the best ways to help Free Talk Live is to amp the show. You can amp Free Talk Live by going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting signed up, ampamp.freetalklive.com. It helps us a lot. It's $5 a month to you, which is, you know, the cost of a fancy cup of coffee or a burger or something like that. But for us, it means being able to reach out to new radio stations, being able to get the ideas of liberty into more ears all around the globe. So if that's worth $5 a month to you, please help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it. As we continue with the latest on the NIT, attorneys who are on the side of Mr. Michaud, I don't have his first name at the ready. But anyway, he's one of the defendants in the cases that have been brought against people who had their homes and offices raided by the FBI for child pornography or alleged child pornography. They were caught up in this investigation of the underground Tor website that the FBI itself was running for a period of time. They seized the website under a now invalidated warrant. The warrant at the time was issued in Virginia. It allowed the FBI to install this malware, this hacking tool that they call an NIT, onto the server that was this child pornography website, which then de-anonymized over 1,300 of the IP addresses that were visiting the sites. They then got warrants for each one of those IP addresses and have made 137 arrests so far in that particular case. But the original warrant was thrown out last week on, actually, 420. The news came out that the warrant was invalidated, was called illegal by a federal district court judge. And so now the question is, what's going to happen with these other cases? Because as they point out here, and I mean, presumably, they'll be thrown out, presuming the U.S. attorney is not successful in whatever appeals that they are inevitably likely going to file. But ultimately, the FBI does not want to reveal its hacking tool. In one of these cases, the Michaud case, the FBI has testified in a sealed motion to the court as to why they don't want to reveal the code of this tool. They've been ordered to, by court order, to reveal this. Hey, this is part of discovery. You put this thing, this program, on people's computers. This Mr. Michaud, in one case. You put this code on his computer without his consent. So, since you put that code there, it's part of discovery. You got to hand it over. And the FBI is saying, no, we are not going to hand it over. And here's why. This is really important to us. National security, terrorism.
Super secret, right. Top secret, double secret, whatever.
We don't know what their reasons are because it's a sealed motion. But presumably it'll be terrorism, child porn, whatever, you know, bad things they're going to try to bring up as a reason why they don't want to reveal it. And look, what the judge originally had said and what the attorneys are now saying is if you don't want to reveal this code, fine, you don't have to. Drop the charges.
Right.
And, of course, they don't want to do that either. But ultimately, the question is, do they want to continue prosecuting or do they want to go ahead and drop these charges? Because otherwise they're going to have to reveal the code, supposedly, unless the judge changes his mind, which is what the FBI is trying to get him to do,
right,
and change his mind.
My guess is, because I've been following the couple of the Apple cases fairly closely, what the FBI did there was after realizing the judge isn't going to give us what we want, they found ways into the phones and, you know, to get the information that they were looking for, and then they dropped the cases against Apple.
Mm-hmm.
At least two of the cases. The most well-known was the case against the San Bernardino shooter.
Right.
Where they,
which
were,
they found nothing, by the way, on that phone.
Right. And they were forcing, you know, trying to force Apple to do the thing. And then they found a third party to create a program that, as I suspected, they're now saying we'll be able to use on every iPhone 5C, which is what I and others suspected. But then there were some people saying, no, they'll only be able to use it on that one particular phone and it won't work on anything else. But they dropped the case against Apple. There was another one where there was a drug dealer in New York. They were trying to crack into his phone. They sued Apple. Apple said, we don't think you've exhausted all of your possibilities of getting into that before you can try forcing us to do it. And then somehow they wound up questioning somebody and got the passcode.
So if they drop the charges in the Michaud case as a result of being forced to reveal the NIT by the judge, to prevent them from revealing the NIT would be the reason why they would drop the charges, then that argument would likely work in every single other one of these cases.
In theory.
And so they, you know, obviously this NIT is very, very important to them, and it raises the question of what exactly is it? One of the things we don't know is whether they use something like Flash or JavaScript as opposed to finding some kind of exploit in Firefox. So some of the experts have said that what has happened previously, they've done something like this before where they have put some sort of malicious code onto some kind of underground website. And in the past, they'd used Flash. But they'd been, you know, that had been revealed. That those details about that NIT
right.
were revealed. And so that's when people learned, oh, the FBI is using Flash. So if you don't install Flash in your Tor browser, then the FBI can't exploit you. But maybe they didn't use Flash this time. Maybe they found some sort of problem with the browser itself and managed to exploit that, and even the Firefox programmers don't even know about it.
Right.
Meaning that if
and
that, they
that's what
it,
I heard Brian Sovereign, former Free Talk Live co-host, speculate on a recent episode of Sovereign Tech, is that there could be some kind of exploit that the programmers of Firefox don't even know about.
That's right.
And because Tor is built around Firefox, any
the Tor browser is
yeah. right. Any problem with the Firefox browser would also exist in the Tor browser.
Correct. So it's really, I think it's going to be important to have this revealed for the security of the internet at this
right.
point. I mean, look, just to be clear, the dark net sounds like a scary place, but there's a lot of really good things that go on there.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of traffic in places like more oppressive countries, because obviously the United States is pretty oppressive in a lot of ways, but even more oppressive nations, Tor is the way people can get the word out about whatever it is. So some sort of government corruption or whatever is happening there. You don't want to put it out on public channels. You don't want to put it out on the, you know, the public internet because it's easily traceable.
Right.
If you're a, let's say, a whistleblower in Iran and you want to get the word out about something, you use Tor.
Yes.
And so having these vulnerabilities within the Tor browser, which, again, isn't a problem necessarily with Tor, but it is by proxy of the fact that, well, Tor is using this browser, and so that's a problem. It needs to get fixed. Otherwise, people who are in you know, life and death situations could have their anonymity broken if the FBI lets this cat out of the bag and shares it with other intelligence agencies, as you would expect they would do.
Right.
That's very bad.
Now, two real quick tips, fairly easy tips, if you are going to use Tor, use it in conjunction with the VPN to help further the anonymity. And one thing that Brian Sovereign recommends is when you're on Tor, use it as if you are someone other than yourself. So have sort of a pseudonym. So Ian Freeman would not be using the Tor browser. Some other person, you know, you would have a basically an alter ego.
Mm-hmm, right.
And your alter ego uses Tor. That way they can't necessarily tie it back to you if there is any kind of exploit, because you're using the VPN, so it's further anonymizing, makes it look like you're connecting from somewhere else. You're not connecting from your home if you are connecting, you know, either with or without a VPN. So, you know, like whenever you're on Tor, you're your alter ego.
And remember to not use a VPN that's based in your country and preferably not in the United States.
Yes.
So they also note here, these are the attorneys arguing for the Mashad, the defendant. They note the number of Playpen users increased dramatically while the FBI was operating the site in order to deliver its NIT. The two possible reasons given are the FBI deliberately drew new users to the site, or that a small tweak in the homepage made by the administrator before the site was seized could have led users to not understand they were about to log into a child pornography website. Both of these theories are unsubstantiated, however, and they mention, of course, that the judge threw out evidence obtained via the NIT last week in a related case. But that reasoning had little to do with the malware itself or any discovery issues, and instead circled around the one warrant that was used to authorize the FBI's hacking campaign. And in more good news, the camera's back. The video camera that I use to record court hearings and things like that. And, of course, Christopher David, the outlaw Uber driver, is going to court next month. So I'm grateful to have my camera back from the FBI. They certainly didn't have to give it back to me. I detailed the story over at freekeen.com, so you can check that out. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime.com. Check out DarylWPerry.com for his presidential run. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.